Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse 15, right here, is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. There is not room for both. Jesus told us, a man cannot serve two masters, for he will grow to love the one and hate the other. If we fill our life, I talked about that, the things that we take in, if it's the things of the world, there can be no room for the love of Christ to be manifested in our life. That's the importance of fixating our focus on things above and not things down below here on the earth. We ought to be setting up our treasures in heaven where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Nobody can steal it or take it away from us. It's eternally secure. So he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now this is obviously not talking about don't love the people out there in the world. We've already established we're to show that love of Christ to everyone. This is literally talking about the world order, the way that it's set up, the things that are in the world. We can become so fixated on various aspects, even as a point of danger of even worshiping this great nation. America is a wonderful place. There's no place like her on the face of the earth, the freedoms that we've been afforded today. But you can take that too far to the point that when some people will have to make a choice between America and the things of Christ, you know what takes precedence in their life? America. Nothing should be elevated above the position and the influence of Christ in our life. So there is nothing. God bless America. I praise God for the people that have sacrificed for our freedoms and the people that faithfully defend our freedom. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. The point being that we ought to use those freedoms to bring honor and glory to God and not to get caught up in all the chatter and the gossip and the hatred and the back and forth between whatever's going on out there, from politics to water cooler talk, whatever it may be. Don't get distracted by those things. That's why the Bible talks about the nations before God. He says it in Isaiah. Literally, there is nothing, there is nothing to him there, even as a vanity. It'll all pass away. All of it. So make the most of what we have now while we still can. And know that this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Don't fill yourself with love for the things of the world so that the love of God has no room to reside therein and make itself known. Verse 16, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. This is the reasoning behind it. Why can't we get focused? He's not saying that you can't enjoy anything in life. He's not saying that you can't smile and enjoy the goodness. Not at all. What he's saying here is that you can't fill your life with that and leave God out, that there's no room for him, because all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The things out there, the beauty of nature, just a blessing to enjoy life. Hey, live your life to the fullest. Absolutely. We ought not to sit around and moan and groan and molly grub because the only thing that we're allowed to do is go home and read our Bible and come here and sing hymns and go home and read. Not at all. There's a whole life for us to enjoy, but the point being knowing that this is temporary. So this is not the focus. Everything that you get here is an added blessing. It really is. And that's why we've been blessed so much above and beyond others, that they have that promise of heaven eternally. But we get the things like the freedoms that we have today and the opportunities that are afforded to us. We are so blessed. But know that regardless of what you may amass with this life, at the end of your life, no matter what size your bank account is, no matter how big you grew your 401k, no matter what your fame or fortune or popularity is, or what list you made it into, or Hall of Fame, listen, everything that's not of the Father is going to pass away, be gone. Verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Here's the importance of it. Again, we're not talking about working or being faithful for your salvation. Literally, if I could say this, kind of that duality of man that we have, the personality that we have to struggle with, that old man and that new man. At the point of conversion, our spirit has been sealed and signed and eternally secured. But that soul, that old sin nature, we still fight with throughout our journey here in our life. That's why he talks about renewing your mind and being transformed continually, because that's what it's that process of you have been saved, eternally secure, and now you're being saved, that mind is being saved, it's becoming more and more like the mind of Christ. And one day, the body will be saved, will be delivered from this, no longer have to fight the old flesh and nature, no longer have to deal with the depravity of man, and literally decaying, decomposing body will be gone and rid of it once and for all, forever. And the thing that's going to last forever is the things that are done in that Spirit of God that's been planted in you is going to live forever. And I would love for each of us to be able to stand, and when we give account, to be able to do so as a strong, a courageous, and a mature believer. That seed that's been planted in us has been nurtured and grown. If we put all of our efforts into the old man and the temporary things of the world, when all that passes away, we'll stand before Christ with nothing but that seed, if you will, that was planted after salvation, saying, we're saved, we're entering into heaven, but we never grew. We never bore any fruits. The things that are done for Christ will last. Verse 18, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. I understand what people say all the time when it talks about, you know, I believe we're living in the last days. And many times preachers will talk when we're in conversation, say, you believe we're in the last days, don't you? Absolutely. 110%. I'm here to tell you, though, it don't matter if you believe it or not. We are living in the last days. John knew then that these were the last days for him. And so even today for us, it's even more the last days than it was for John. We're even that much closer. Those antichrists, literally the things that are opposed to Christ, any and every of them. He says, whereby we know that it's the last time. Verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they'd been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. They went out from us, he says, not that they went out of us. That's the difference. When we send out a missionary or anyone else that's going to go minister, they go out of us. They're a part of us that's sent out. This going out from us, literally, they depart from the ways, from the beliefs, the doctrines, and all that we would be teaching. The Bible says it does this, that it might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And it's kind of a theme that you'll find occurring throughout 1 John. First, many of us would associate it with love, and absolutely. But you'll find this little thing about being made manifest tucked away. In each of these chapters and little verses like this, something's made manifest. The thought being here that people are growing and revealing themselves. We ought to be growing in the love of Christ that he might be revealed in us. And we're going to get to some verses that will talk about that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.